Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Jess.
What?
So, I have some hot goss.
What is it?
WNYC has Chipotle tuna salad in their vending machine.
That is so gross. Like, honestly, WNYC, like, thank you so much for everything you've done. But why not just have it be, like, a tuna salad? Why a Chipotle tuna salad?
Who is going to be like, you know what I have a hunkering for? Not baked Lay's, not baked Cheetos, but fucking tuna salad?
I know. That's got to be like you're working overtime, like so much OT.
Thanks for working late again, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like I was.
It's like Christmas Eve.
Thanks for working on Christmas again, Steve.
Fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to work Christmas Eve and Christmas.
You're going through a divorce.
You're going through a divorce.
It's the saddest meal.
I never really loved you, Steve.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really, nothing's coming together. It's like 10 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, I need some protein, I guess. And then you, like, walk over to that vending machine and you see the Chipotle tuna salad. And you're like, nobody else is around. Like, everybody's off celebrating Christmas. Nobody has to know.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Fuck.
Hey, girl, hey. It's me, Thelonious Monk.
And it's me, Jelonious Spunk.
Ooh.
That's my porn name.
It's such a good porn name.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You guys, we are back with another episode in Boston. And we're here with a special guest who is so fab, so woke. He is a comedic icon, fashia. I'm talking about Jonathan Katz, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Jonathan Katz. Adorbs.
He was so cute. Yeah. And he kept psyching us out the whole time.
Yeah, he was like really hitting us with those dad jokes.
Yeah.
This might be the most amount of dad jokes we've ever had on the show.
Yeah. But he's also like really cool and has crossed paths with so many awesome, dope, and woke people that I was just like, I want to be your best friend.
Yeah, that was tight.
He's not the only one we have on the show today, babies. We also have Nick Chambers and Emily Ruskowski.
This show's gonna be lit.
Ow, ow! Gosh, Wilbur Theater, make some noise.
In daddy fucking Boston.
Woo! Clam chatter, baby.
Bam, bam, bam.
Fucking Red Sox, dog.
Fucking Pats and Patriots.
Fucking Goodwill Hunting.
Just fucking Robin Williams monologue and Goodwill Hunting. One of the most iconic moments in film.
Fucking just lobster rolls in general.
Some chowder. Did you say chowder?
I said chowder and then.
Damn. Yeah. Sorry about that. But y'all do got some poppin' chowder.
And we've just been thinking a lot about the city of Boston and like what
the important things.
Like what we want to talk about when we came here.
Well, there's just so much history. You know
so
what I mean? Like
history.
It's like fucking old. You know what I mean?
It's so old.
There's so much for us to talk about.
A lot of culture. But the most pressing thing that we want to discuss with you guys tonight is who would we rather fuck? Ben Affleck or Matt Damon.
So,
we're gonna work this out.
I mean, really, like, there was so much to choose from with Boston's history.
There's a lot. I...
Go. I'm curious of your thoughts. What are your thoughts?
I will tee it off. I am in the Ben Affleck camp. I have...
Why is that?
I have first exhibit... Gone Girl, you see some sausage, and you're like, cool.
That was tight.
It's a nice sneak preview.
It was like, if I'm not mistaken, it was like boxer sausage, right? Like sweat sausage.
No, he was naked. This was like him coming out of the shower. Yes, so you saw like just like a...
There are some truthers in the audience as well as Phoebe. Phoebe is like the number one sausage truther aside from... me and you guys. So great. So it's like actual peanut.
So you see like a little like shadowing and like you go like, oh, I get the picture. You know what
I
mean?
I love it.
It's like,
well, that's kind of my favorite. It's like the most sexiest sausage to me is like you kind of like can infer the rest of the sausage.
Right. It's like you build it with the rest of your mind.
Yeah, it's
and
like
that's exciting.
Literally like imagination is so tight.
It's like what Willy Wonka was all about. It's just like...
If you want to choose paradise, simply sit down and do it. This is disrespectful. How old is this theater? We like... there's like so many like Boston-ass ghosts that are like, well... I will certainly haunt them tonight.
Like the fucking like Boston Tea Party would be disappointed
yeah, like
in this conversation.
The spirit. Yeah, that sucks. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Not sorry.
Great movement.
Okay, so you saw like the tip of his thirst.
Right. So Gone Girl, Exhibit A. Exhibit B, I liked in the J-Lo video that he did.
Yeah.
I liked,
which one was it?
No, it's I'm Real, right? No.
Oh, what
love
a time.
Don't, no, not Love Don't Cost
No, it wasn't Love Don't Cost. Love Don't Cost, the thing is like,
that's
at the end, she goes to the beach and she's like, takes her shirt off and she's like, you can't see my titty.
Right. So it's whatever video she was in, they were on a yacht and I liked how much he worshipped her butt. I was like, he gets it.
There was a making a video of that particular one.
I remember
one.
That was so good.
Yeah. And because I remember, I think it's I'm Real.
Jenny from the Block.
Oh my God.
And I feel bad because I think that person's been saying that for the past 10 minutes.
You also sounded like a person of color, so sorry we ignored you in this climate. Sorry we ignored you in this climate.
We were like, I think it's Waiting For Tonight. She's like, Jenny from the Block!
Clawing at her skin like, Stella! But it's true. It's like that was such a good time for J-Lo. It's like, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Right. It was really, really cool. So then like Exhibit C is just like the movies that he has directed have all for the most part been pretty good. So I like his like body of work in that.
Okay, wait. Time out though. Because
we always text
about him. I feel like I'm always texting you about him.
Right.
Because I feel like he gets a lot of chances, which really like rubs me the wrong way. Like they haven't made a Rosa Parks movie, but they redid Batman versus Superman.
Good point.
Okay. Those are good exhibits. You know, I wish that I could be counter to that and I could go with Matt Damon, but I cannot.
This isn't a congressional hearing. That was so serious.
I know. I'm like, you can check my emails. I don't care. But I just can't in good faith. You know what I mean? It's like the mansplaining. He has that new movie out. It's like, oh, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, obviously, if I got the opportunity and I was, like, at a bar, I'd be like, yeah, I'll smash it. I know I told everybody I wouldn't.
I don't know if I would, because I'm not super into blondes.
Right, right.
So
right.
I just don't know if I want to partake in that story.
I know.
I don't know. But he didn't make a lot. Like, The Martian was, like, really good, and I did not want to like that movie. And then I was like, he's fucking incredible. Like,
yeah, he was amazing in it. And, you know, it, like... Good Will Hunting was great, and the Departed was really good.
Departed.
So many hot dudes in The Departed. I just rewatched that movie actually with my boyfriend drunkenly like a week ago.
It's so good. Yeah.
It's just great, and I'm just like so tickled.
Yeah.
By the accents in it.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of a British accent to me. There's something about it where I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's cool. It's just like Mark Wahlberg is being all Mark Wahlberg, and he's like,
Yeah, and I love that he's like so aggro in that movie, you know?
He's like Alec Baldwin, and it's like, why are you yelling?
He's the scary spice of the film, obviously. It's not intelligible.
I can't do a Bostonian accent. I don't want to insult people.
We shouldn't.
But...
I mean, if anybody's... Are you guys really asking for Phoebe to accidentally drag all of you right now? All right.
You're good with accents. I want to hear you.
I can't do. Every time I do that accent, I sound like I'm going to throw up. So you need to do it.
Harvard.
That's good.
That was terrible.
That's like one of the best impressions or accents I've ever seen you do.
That's scary.
The bar is also here.
That's true.
Because you're my friend, and I know what's going on.
Okay, so we're both Ben Affleck, basically.
Yeah, I'm Affleck.
But there are some negatives. I hear some grumblings. We recognize he cheated on Jennifer Garner, which is like devastating. I love her.
Maybe like with the nanny. It's like, who does that anymore?
Yeah, that's like that
like
was
maybe.
Terrible.
That was weird. It's like, just don't do it. You know what I mean?
That should have been the vows. Just don't do it.
I don't know. There was like that. He's really into sports.
I love sports.
Oh yeah, so I'm out. I know you love sports.
Patriots!
Yeah, you guys won! I watched that game.
I feel like you guys have won enough, so I'm like on the fence. I'm from Cleveland. We haven't won anything. Oh, hi!
That's
Are you
cool.
from Cleveland? Really?
That's the most enthusiastic I've ever seen since the intro to the Drew Carey Show. Like, about Cleveland.
Where I grew up in Bedford Heights. Yeah. Are you also Bedford Heights? Oh. You made it seem like you were, and then they're like...
No, he just made it seem like, oh, I love that we're both from a place. Which, if I remind you, there's like 98% of the room is not from there, so can we not anymore?
Okay. Don't interrupt a genuine connection.
That's true. He seems so sweet. No, I love you. Don't do that. I was being a bitch, but that's because, like, I don't know, I'm full. I'm, like, really full. We just came from dinner, and I feel really stuffed.
You had, like, steak tartare. That's, like...
Well, it was crazy. So I ordered, like, a steak tartare, and the woman put it in as my main dish. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That is such a bougie-ass problem. You do realize that.
This was literally, like, why they marched on Selma is so that I could say shit like this. Shout out to all of my ancestors and Martin Luther King.
He did not march for that.
Thank you, Ava DuVernay. I did it for you. No, I did it for her and Oprah.
You've been working out a lot. You did kickboxing the other day.
I literally did kickboxing last night, and a dude chipped my tooth.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's like right here. He was like,
it's this a baby tall, chip, but that's crazy.
He's like this tall white guy, and our instructor was like, run around, do like 3 laps, everybody, do 3 laps. And we're already tired because we've just been doing some burpees. And I'm like, fucking kill me. So we're like running around, right? And then the instructor was like, all right, I don't care. Wherever you are, stop and start punching the bag.
No.
And so the tallest, whitest, straightest guy was in front of me. And as soon as he gets to his bag, he swings his arm out to start like attacking the bag. And when he swung his arm out, it hit me right on the tooth. But it didn't hurt at all because it's like my fucking teeth. Like, you can't feel anything. But I
what?
Said
you can feel things with your like teeth.
I can't. That's normal, right?
No.
And it like hit my tooth, and I was like trying to be cool because I was like really in the zone. So I was like, it's okay. And what I didn't like was that he only apologized like for 1 second and then started attacking the
no.
bag. It's like, even though I said it was okay, can you like really make sure that I'm okay? Like, you know what we're going through right now with the state of the nation. Can you apologize to me a little more?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So he, like, hit you, and you said, that's okay. Did he even, like, look back or no?
No, then he started to, like, punch and kick.
No.
So even then, like, I felt stupid because there wasn't an available bag. So even after I got punched in the face, I had to hurry up and run around a bunch of people so I can get to my own bag. So I had to, like, act like a badass after I got my tooth chipped.
Oh, no.
I'm a survivor, Destiny's Child.
Did you talk? I would have talked to him after the class. Did you talk to him after the class?
Can you just explain to me how that conversation would go?
Okay. No.
I just wanted to get out of there. But, like, what would you say
well,
to him?
I base all my confrontations off the Real Housewives franchise.
Great. Oh, well, then I could reenact this with you.
Right. So, okay, so pretend you...
I'm the dude.
You're a dude.
I'm putting on, like, my shit. I don't know. Okay. Tucking my dick in. What dudes do?
Like, hey, excuse me. Hi.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So, great stuff back there.
Thank you. You too.
So, you chipped my tooth when you hit my mouth, and...
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
See you later.
No, but in the... Excuse me. You gotta come back. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not done with you, sir. I'm not done.
Well...
I'm not done, sir.
I'm gonna go watch MMA, if you excuse me.
No, it's okay. But, sir, I want to talk to you.
Are you grabbing me?
Yes, I'm grabbing you.
Police?
You... Oh, that's right. I'm black. I can't touch you. Okay, sorry. Okay. And then I would have just been like, you need to pay something.
That is so Real Housewives, because like...
Right.
Like how much?
How much should I pay?
I mean, it's a small chip, but I would say a few hundo is fine. And also for my tooth and also for Trump, so it's fine. So that's fair. That guy's an asshole. I fucking hate that guy.
I know. I'm going to see him again. I'm going to try and punch him in the face. Like subconsciously, like fucking Richard Spencer, the neo-Nazi. You shouldn't punch people.
But I like your tooth with the, because you can barely notice it. I think it's cute.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I really needed that. Yeah. I like playing with it now too, so that's cool. I don't know. It's like teeth. What are you going to do? I was thinking about getting some braces, though.
But you don't need them.
Right?
Your teeth are straight.
Thank you so much.
Did I just fall for the worst fucking compliment fishing ever?
Yeah. I don't know. It's such a fun show. I would never want to leave the stage.
I know, you guys having fun. This is great. All right. We should bring up our next act. How's that sound, you guys? Next comic we're going to bring up, he's a native. He's from Worcester. Very excited. Please welcome to the stage, Nick Chambers!
Hello. 2017, what's going on? 2017. You ever wish you were born in a different time period? Like, sometimes I wish I was like back in the 1920s, 1930s. You know, that era where all the lead singers sounded like trombones. You know, I don't want to set the world on fire. That time. It's the time I want to be from. Just economically, no other aspect of that time period. No other aspect of that time period would be ideal for me. I am a left-handed Jamaican vegetarian. They wouldn't even know how to oppress me. Like, that's... You can't even offend me at that point. Like, what are you eating, chicken? No, this is rice pilaf with some tofu in it. What are you... What's up? I am a vegetarian. That's true. I've been a vegetarian my whole life. The people that aren't sharing, they're looking like... Carrots don't make that. Vegetarian, man, my whole life. I think my parents noticed at a young age that I was going to be a big boy. This had a little secret meeting, like, we only have enough provisions for the winter. Look at him. If that one gains a taste for flesh, he shall devour us all. Then it is decided, we will raise him as a herbivore. vegetarian, man. Things are going well for black people now. We're doing... Right? Every time I get discouraged, I have a new iPhone update and they added more black emojis. I'm like, yes, we did it. We made it to the mountaintop, just like Malcolm and Martin wanted. We're here. We need to stop firing people for doing racist shit at work. We need to stop that. I said it. We need to stop because there is nothing more dangerous than a racist with time to think. Don't. Because they could just be sitting at the desk. That job could be the one thing that is keeping their hatred down. There's every day they come into work like, oh, I fucking hate. Oh, I want to do that. And you want me to CC you on the email as well? Yeah, no problem. Sure.
Oh, I'm so upset with this.
Are we doing lunch at 12 then? Yeah, that's fine. Don't fire them. Just like... hack into their Pandora and make the only place Seal or something. That's little steps. Little steps. No one wants to lose their job. Money's important. That's why I'm constantly checking my online banking. There's nothing more embarrassing than when you swipe your card at the store and the machine makes a noise to tell on you. Beep, doo-doo. What happened? Your phone go off? No, yeah, I'll swipe it again, that's okay. Beep, doo-doo. You know why the machine is saying doo-doo? Because you don't have shit in your account. I don't know who you're trying to fool. There's one day I was going out shopping, and I, at the time I had Bank of America, so I log on to check, see what's going on. First up, we have the savings account. I follow across, I see the balance. $0. So far, so good. It's exactly how I left it. I'm not even worried about that. It's fine. What I'm here for is the checking. Checking account, I follow across. I see in red. Negative. $888.88. Looking at that screen like, it's a weird smudge. I don't know. That is $888,888. That is almost $1 million. It's like I won the lottery on opposite day. I'm freaking out. So... I call up Bank of America because I need to find out what's going on. Every time I call there, it's someone with a southern accent that answers. For some reason, that just makes me trust them less with like numbers and math and accuracy. Like, damn, can I talk to somebody from Blue State? Shit. So I talk to this woman, Cheryl. Cheryl says, Mr. Chambers, how can I help you out today? I said, Cheryl? One of my accounts is fucked up. And I think y'all need to figure out what's going on over there. There's a slight pause, and then Cheryl starts to laugh. And her laugh had the stupid accent too. How, 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 how. Mr. Chambers, I do apologize. I'm going to transfer you to somebody who find out. She transferred me to this dude with the same accent. He's like, Mr. Chambers, I don't know what's going on. I'm just as surprised as you are. I said, I doubt it. I doubt that very much. Listen, man, obviously this is a technical error on your part. Something's going on over there. Could you try Control Z? Could you... You guys have antivirus software over there at Bank of America? If not, don't even worry about it. Give me your email address, right? I'm going to send you a link. You can download some software. One thing with this program, there's a one-time fee of $888,000. So they fixed it. They fixed it within the hour, which is crazy. That's the first time I ever got $1 million, so I could be broke. Back to zero? Right. But that whole, the next day, I closed my account with Bank of America. Just the whole experience. It wasn't a good experience. So now whenever I see one, I feel like a bitter ex-girlfriend. Just like, oh, hey, BOA. How you doing? Uh-huh. Quick question. I noticed one of your little branches on Park Ave closed down. What happened? Huh? Things not going well? That's too bad. That is too bad. Maybe if you weren't busy taking $888,000 out of people's accounts, you would still, huh? Who's this? Baby, that's my new bank. Come on, Santander, let's go. We out of here. Thank you, guys. I'm Nick Chambers.
Give it up for Nick Chambers!
About 600,000 people go missing every year in the U.S., prompting family members to become amateur detectives. On the trail of one missing person is journalist Tanya Mosley.
Why do you think you hesitated when we first met in telling me the full details about your mother's disappearance?
It's heartbreaking. I didn't want to break your heart.
I'm Kai Wright. Tanya Mosley joins me next time on Notes from America. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, should we keep the show moving right along?
Yeah, I'm so excited about our next guest.
Do you want an intro?
No, do you?
No, do you?
No, do you?
I did the last one.
Okay, I'll do this one.
Thank you.
All right, you do it. I'm like, I do intros sometimes, but I always get really scared for like half a second.
Don't be nervous, you got this, you're a queen.
All right.
Your braids are amazing, you look youthful.
All right, everybody, we have a very, very, very special guest on the show. He's kind of a legend. Please give it up for Jonathan Katz! Woo!
Thank you so much.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not a political comedian, but I think it's wrong not to talk about a woman's right to choose. And for me...
Yes.
If you have a drink, take a sip.
This is an issue that comes down to one question: when life begins. For me, it's after that second cup of coffee. Oh, now you don't like me anymore. What a fickle group. Jeez.
Wait a minute, that was a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you caught me. You caught me.
That was good. You're wily. I like it. I like it.
You're popping off right now.
But let's, you know, we can talk for real. I have nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide?
No.
I don't know that much about you. Where are you from?
Well, I grew up in New York City, Sheepshead Bay.
Woo! That's dope.
Yep. And now I'm here.
So you live here?
I live in the Boston area, but I'm moving to Philadelphia soon.
Oh. Careful, Philadelphia is really scary.
Yeah.
That's like, Philadelphia is a place where, remember they built that like hitchhiking robot? And people would pick it up and it traveled like all across Canada. And
Wait, what?
All right, so these people did an experiment where they had, like, the robot's name was, like, Love, the hitchhiking robot.
When did this happen?
So this was, like, maybe 2 years ago.
So this robot, people would pick it up and they would travel. They wanted to see how far this robot could go. They wanted to go all around the world. You take a selfie with it and then it would have a note that's like, hey, travel with me. I'm a hitchhiking robot. Post it on Instagram, right? So this robot travels everywhere. It travels to Canada. It finally gets across from Philadelphia. And when it does, somebody beats the shit out of it. And leaves it on the side of the road. Like, it was just a very adorable robot. Like, that did not need to happen. So you got to be careful. I'm, like, scared for you and your wife.
It's a city of brotherly love, but nobody said anything about robots.
Love. It is definitely not. Yeah.
So you and your wife are moving. You guys, you told me backstage, you guys have been married for 30?
It'll be 35 years in a couple of days.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Oh,
it's
thank
amazing.
You. We have two beautiful kids, couple of kids not so attractive. But,
no shade, yeah.
Yep.
No tea, no shade, low-key dragged.
But
so wait, what's the secret to being married for 35 years? That's mind-blowing. Well,
this is my secret, is that we don't take each other for granted, my wife and I.
Aww. I love that.
That's really like... Yeah. That's...
Every morning for 35 years, I ask my wife how she takes her coffee.
Just to make sure you're doing it correctly.
Well, it's a small thing, but it's annoying.
Nice.
Well,
okay.
I'm so glad you're laughing, because it's so sad otherwise.
Wait, so how did you guys meet? Like, what was your line?
Oh, we met on Christmas Day, 1979.
Oh, my God. That's like a romantic comedy. Yeah. That's cute.
Were you, like, Tinder swiping back then and you found her?
She didn't know it was Christmas. I didn't know it was 1979. But, you know, it was... No, we were living near each other. And so I invited her out to lunch and... 35 years later, I can't stand her. No.
So the first date was a lunch date.
Yeah, like
that's
in a lunch
like,
date.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
That's controversial.
Because that's like, he's just not that into you. That's like,
oh, that's right. That's right.
So someone asks you on a lunch date, it's like they kind of like you, but they're not sure. Right. So like, I would have said no to that.
It's like, you don't take
and
me to eat a salmon
salad. Still be single 35 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But... The other thing is, in a marriage, is this is a cliche, but it's makeup sex, which is, and we make it up, you know.
I'm like walking right into these,
yeah.
and I wish I could stop.
No, that's.
I'm like, yeah.
No. Okay, well, this is... I'm going to talk about something else because I don't get angry on stage like Lewis Black or Marc Maron, but every once in a while I will read something that gets me nuts, like this guy in upstate New York who was a farmer who had to get out of that business and went into phone sex, and he did it by cutting off the lips of his sheep. Stay with me. He cuts off the lips of his cows... He puts them in a barn with a speakerphone. People would call up, they hear, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
I thought that this was a real story.
I can't believe it.
No, that's true. That one is true.
I can't believe it.
I thought that was for real,
Jessica,
too.
Jessica, try saying the word moo without using your lips.
I can't.
You can't do it. You try saying...
Say moo without...
Moo, yeah.
You sound like Master P.
I know. Yeah. Make him say, oh. Na 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 na.
Do you know who Master P is?
Do you know Master P? Do you listen to Master P?
Are you kidding? What do you think I'm doing when I'm not here? No. Wait, tell me who that is.
He's a rapper. He had a few hits, and he had a son called Lil Romeo, who was also a rapper slash actor.
Who I did think I was going to marry him. He was like a teen sensation.
Yeah, and then like Master P's most recent credits is that he was like in the interludes of Solange is a Seat at the Table.
And then you were like, oh, he's like cool.
Yeah,
he's he's the guy who sings, Gotta Get Down. Oh, no, that's Blackstreet. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Oh.
This is like a question from 1996.
I like literally
east side to the west side.
Walked into a microphone. You know Blackstreet?
He said, who's the guy? So that means that this just happened. Yeah. Did you just hear this song?
Yeah, because I'm on a different time zone than you guys.
You know that song is like one of the greatest songs ever made in the last century.
Oh, so they are great.
It is. Technically, it is. Rolling Stone or some shit said that it's like one of the great. It's like in the top 10 songs of the last century.
It sounds like I'm bragging. I did make a movie with what the hell is his name? Ice Cube.
Who's you got to make a movie with Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that? It's like you should have been walking out, and you said I made a movie with Ice Cube.
Are so like immersed in the Black community.
Yeah, is wild. Well,
really cool.
I'm gonna tell you the worst. It was a movie called Are We Done Yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the worst moment for me in that movie was it was the last scene of the day, and I'm staring at Ice Cube for about 45 minutes with nothing to say. And this is something, you ever say something you wish you could take it back immediately?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So I said to him, you have a beautiful mouth. He does.
Does he really have a nice mouth?
Yeah, I just was staring at it with nothing to say.
And what did he say?
I think he said thank you, but I was just so embarrassed, humiliated.
That's amazing. But that's all, you know, I like that. Because dudes are so scared to compliment other dudes. I like that you complimented him, but it was like a tender compliment.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
It was really intimate.
Yeah, it wasn't like nice sneakers. It was like, your mouth is lovely. Like, that's cool.
And it was probably like, to be fair, like a dope-ass mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
No, you're killing it. You're killing it.
You're like slaying right now.
So fantastic.
No, I'm a name dropper and the worst variety. I'm a compulsive name dropper. I also make jokes compulsively.
Okay. We like it.
Yeah, we love it. You're just taking me on an emotional roller coaster.
I just want to get ahead of one of the jokes. And like, I just one time.
There's the same amount of earnestness every time.
Yeah.
I'm a sincere guy, but I'm also a sincere comedian. I mean, it's very hard for me to even know if it's a joke or not. I mentioned this to you backstage, that my aunt passed away last week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She was cremated, and we think that's what did it.
No, make me stop. How many more... Dad jokes.
Yeah, just...
Wait, what kind of jokes did you call them?
What?
What did you call them? What kind of jokes?
How many more dad jokes?
I don't know, maybe 15.
We need to find a way to close this. Yeah.
Okay.
But not on that.
Oh, wait.
Not on that dad joke. Do you have another dad joke you could close us out with?
Yeah.
Like, give us your hottest dad joke.
Yeah, okay, like the one that's like
fire. And this is true.
Is it?
I'm going to go in with an open heart. Call me crazy. I'm going to go into this with an open heart. Let's do it.
I used to work on this block. It was a club here called Nick's. And after a show one night, I went out for a drink, and I got into a very morbid conversation with a construction worker, a big guy. We started talking about nuclear war, and I said to him, look, you hear the sirens go off, you've got 20 minutes to live, what are you going to do? He said, I am going to fuck anything that moves. He asked me what I was going to do. I said, I'm going to try and keep perfectly still.
Okay, that's dope.
Give it up for Jonathan Cole!
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/dopequeens today to get 10% off your first month.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jerry Seinfeld on making a life in comedy.
This is a writer's game. If you can write, you succeed. If you can't, you will not make it. Any comedian can be funny on stage, but the bullets are the writing.
Jerry Seinfeld on his film Unfrosted and more. That's the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just going to bring her right up. She is from here, born and raised, another local. You may recognize her from Laugh TV. Please give it up for Emily Ratajkowski. Hello. Give it up for Jessica, everybody.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I'm super psyched. This is such a cool place to tell jokes, obviously. And I have told jokes in a lot of interesting places. I've performed at an anime convention. Yeah, people are into some weird shit, you guys. I dressed up for the convention. Because, you know, like, what's the saying? Like, when in Rome, look like a moron. Is that right? That sounds right. So I dressed up as Jem from Jem and the Holograms. Yep. Right? It's this 80s cartoon. So I had this big 80s blonde wig. I showed my dad. I said, what do you think? And he goes, you're going to the anime convention as Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth? I don't think she's an anime character. And I had an epiphany, right? I realized, if you're a heavy woman, which I am, you guys probably can't tell because my outfit is like super flattering. I'll do this one. Should I turn this one? Should I like kick? Yeah. Stop. Right? But I realized if you're a heavy woman and you dress in costume as a celebrity, people will often think you're like a different, like fat celebrity with similar hair. Right? Case in point, when I was a kid, for Halloween, I went as Cleopatra, knocked on my neighbor's door, trick-or-treat. He goes, oh, Roseanne, great costume. Ah, my parents laughed, too. I was a real indignant kid, so I was just like, I have a plastic snake on my head. He goes, I remember that episode. You look terrific. Take an extra Kit Kat. You were going to anyway. And I took it. Don't awe, guys. Don't awe. So my mom used to sew all our Halloween costumes for my sister and I, like anything we wanted. And when my sister was 5, she wanted to be a French maid. Have you ever seen like a not sexy French maid outfit? They don't make them. It's not a thing. It's not a thing, right? But my mom, like, my sister really wanted it, so my mom did it, and she made, like, the most all-business, no-nonsense French maid outfit. Like, sir, I'm just here to clean the room, and I'm gonna have to ask you to put your pants back on. I am in the union, and I don't have time for any of this. Also, I'm 5, so there is that piece. I got made fun of, like, all the time growing up. And, like, I didn't have to wear a Backstreet Boys denim jacket every day in high school. So, like, that's on me a little bit. Did you guys get made fun of growing up? You're brave. Oh, you're brave. You're brave. Sometimes I ask crowds that, and, like, people get real quiet. Like, I've got bullies waiting outside, like, there's nerds in there, let's get them! Right? Can I tell you I'm kind of a bad person, though? Like, anytime a really pretty girl says she got made fun of, part of me is always kind of like, good. Oh. I'm okay with that. I grew up like super well adjusted. You guys have probably already figured this out about me. But by day I'm a social worker. So, oh, stop. Please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Don't stop. Oh, stop. Please. You're embarrassing me. Hold your applause. It's God's work. That's what my boss tells me so they don't have to pay me a living wage. That's God's work. Yep. I work mostly with kids, which has made me never want to have them. They are assholes. Do you know that? Do you know kids? They're the worst. I have to find inspiration in working with kids. And what I've found, and I think it's the best, and if it's not the best, don't tell me. I don't want any other suggestions, is RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Of course. Of course. That's my life inspiration, right? I went to RuPaul's Drag Con in L.A., which was so cool. Oh, it's the coolest, right? So in person, the queens are equally gorgeous, but they're also fucking huge, which is the best, right? I'm used to being like the biggest girl in every picture. Next to 8-foot-tall Latrice Royale. I'm a Japanese schoolgirl, you guys. I am. She's the best. She's my inspiration. She goes, Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up. And I don't know what it means, but I love it and I live it every day. Every day. Latrice Royale. She's the best, right? She's wonderful. So I do emergency mental health crisis evaluations, right? Again, please. Guys, I can't be canonized. I'm still alive. Calm down. Save it. Don't forget me, though. right? So I get paid to evaluate other people's emotional stability, which, what? Right? But, like, I'm seeing kids at their worst, right? Like, no one comes in for a crisis eval because they had a great day at Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like, if you're in my office, shit's gone wrong already. So I'll say like 100 times a day, I'm like, oh, I'm never having kids, right? I'm never having kids. Like a mom will come in and be like, my son kicked me in the face and called me the C word. And I'll just be like, oh, I'm never doing that. That's never going to be my life. Which is like rude to say to her in front of her kid. Yeah. So my boss and I had like a teaching moment about that, which was, it was helpful. It was helpful. But I've like gone off the rails with it, and now like any minor inconvenience caused by a child, I'm just like, nope. Like if someone's like, oh, my kid has food allergies, I'm like, I am never accommodating that. Like, nah, this is a peanut butter household, Timmy. You can get on board, or you can get the fuck out. Guys, thank you very much. You've been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Thank you. Give it up for Phoebe and Jessica! Give it up for Emily Rostowski!
So sorry I wasn't out here with Jess to introduce Emily, but I had explosive diarrhea. So it's just shitting my brains out in the private bathroom.
And it's like, you know, you got to be a friend. I could have dragged her up here low key. Like I could have publicly told y'all what was happening. You okay?
But
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to have some kombucha, but I feel fine. I feel like...
You had some kombucha?
Yeah, it's like...
To settle your stomach?
To settle, yeah, just like earth and, you know.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so let's wrap this thing up.
You just heard Emily Rostowski, Jonathan Katz, and Nick Jabers.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal.
Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Hey, you, go like us on Facebook for live shows, ticket updates, and more.
And subscribe already. God.
It's a good Boston accent.
Thanks. Just give us money without us having to do anything to earn it.
That's like the dream. I like snotted all over myself.